Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thank you, and go Bears.
A lot of thank yous to hand out today. First of all, thanks to Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern. Thanks to Bosch Power Tools, what hard workers deserve. Thanks to Phillips Chevrolet. Thanks for everything. The hospitality, the best chicken strips in Chicago. And when you match that
destroyed
up.
Destroyed them.
Well, but it's also their ranch dressing is perfect. It's so good. Everything was great. Thanks to Ryan Porth, Kevin Lapka, to Rich Wyatt, to Ray Diaz, Adam Studzinski, Brandon Fryer, Alex Kuhn, Connor O'Donnell, everybody for doing what they did. And, of course, our guests, Patrick Manley, Ian Happ, Justin Steele, and TJ Edwards.
Strong Marshall, lineup.
Thanks to you once again.
No problem.
Feel better.
Just happy to be here and, you know, take my mind off my leg. And we're rolling.
We roll you back to the Score studios, where it is Matt Spiegel and Dan Wiederer. Gentlemen, how are you?
We are well. Good job, men. Sounded nice over there. Nice of Mr. Steele to come by. That was pretty cool.
He was great. He really was. I mean, really just, you know, sometimes you never know the level of comfort that somebody's going to have, but he just said, let it rip. Let's just chop it up.
He's a radio guy. He's a talk show guy. You know?
Yeah, he also has his own podcast.
Yeah, he podcasts. Yeah, he listens to a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, he's a gamer. I found that out today. Been playing a lot of college football, the new one, of course.
I see.
And fantasy football is his thing. If he may get a second podcast just giving out advice on fantasy football, because apparently he has won several championships.
I was eliminated already in the guillotine league that I do with Paul Charchian. It's an awesome league, and I love it dearly. I've been to the finals, I think, one of the last 2 years, but I'm already toast after
Wait,
2 weeks.
You get eliminated already.
It's a guillotine league. Every week, a different team gets
trying to remember.
I forget which bad offense it was.
Was it Aaron Cromer?
No, I think it was Dowell Loggins. Okay. I honestly think it was Dowell Loggins.
I bet you're right.
Because it was during my extended midday run. I don't remember who the co-host was, but it was certainly during then, because I remember bringing it back to you at Crosstalk the next day. Because, coordination is the job.
Combobulation is the job.
Yeah.
He's an offensive combobulator.
Did they hire the wrong combobulator?
Right.
Is the question.
You know, like my stance on this is pretty firm. I always give a new coordinator the month of September to get things ironed out, to try to figure out what they want to be and to start to forge an identity. With this team, I think you've got this natural breaking point after London in week 7 to scale out. And so let's see what the conversation we're having on the Monday after the Jaguars game in London looks like and how different it is from the one we're having today. And then that should be illuminating of how much they've sort of troubleshot some of the problems that they're dealing with right now.
All that's telling me is that you have much more patience than the average Bears fan.
Well, that goes without saying.
Well, okay. You know, it's interesting. I don't believe that combobulated is a word on its own. Much in the same way that one cannot be gruntled. You can only be disgruntled instead of being fully gruntled.
And one cannot be whelmed?
Can you be properly whelmed? These are the questions, Marshall. I mean, I don't know. How much time do we have?
I think all
the time, as a matter of fact.
The bullseye for week 7 should be combobulated and gruntled for everybody in the city, right? If everybody can get to combobulated and gruntled,
right,
then we set up for a good 11 weeks.
And I'm fine with just being whelmed. I don't need to be overwhelmed.
Because being whelmed means all these people who said, they're going to win 10 games, they're right on track.
Sure, 9.5.
10 games.
Yeah, show me 9.5, you know? I don't know what the half win looks like. I might call Sunday the half win.
Am I correct?
Well, a tie is a half.
First half was pretty good.
Are their next 4 opponents leading into the bye, they're all winless right now? Am I correct on that?
I'll check.
That's a great question.
I know that the next 6 feel like they ought to be able to go 4-2, if not 5-1, frankly.
Okay. So, right, like, and that gives you runway, you know, and that gives you a chance to build momentum. But you got to seize it, you know, you've got to seize opportunity and you got to figure out who you are as an offense. Again, I think that defense, like that play Andrew Billings made, I mean.
With the helmet punch, essentially.
The fourth quarter, a 311-pound nose tackle in the Texas Heat, making that play in a game that is all but over and giving you life. I mean, that's winning championship-level contributions there, and now you just got to get them from your offensive playmaker.
You are correct. Indianapolis, the Rams, Carolina, and Jacksonville.
And
so,
of course, we know the Commanders are the next team, and they won a game. So,
yes.
Yeah, because they got to play the Giants.
And then Arizona after that, where Kyler Murray this past weekend looked rejuvenated, and Marvin Harrison Jr. reminded you who he is. So, yeah, but those 6 right there,
feels friendly.
It's supposed to be friendly.
Yeah.
Listen, if it's not friendly, we're going to be having a very different conversation in a month.
Right. And, you know, and I think that's where the stage thing for me comes back to the forefront of my mind, because how many times have we seen a Bears team sort of generating belief and generating hope, and then a really good team plays them on a big stage and exposes them, and it just leaves you with that feeling of, oh, yeah, right, like we're not near the upper tier in that locker room, you know. And so I like hopefully that the players in that locker room get themselves settled quickly and get back to work on Wednesday with an understanding of what's ahead of them.
Mm-hmm. They're going to win this week.
Yes. Should.
That's been the sentiment.
I mean, I know this is a team that's given up, an average of 230 yards rushing, something like that, in each
game.
Sounds about right. They've given up over 200 in each game. Yeah. But I need to be shown that Shane Waldron knows how to design and efficiently create a run game.
With all things Bears, you need to be shown and not told. That's the bottom line.
I think the bottom line is we all have to find our inner Missourian, you know. We can all be from the Show Me State sometimes. This would be a good week for us to say we're from the Show Me State, because you got to show me.
I thought that the hiring of Waldron, as I said at the time, fine.
Yep.
And sometimes these coordinators work some places and not other places. Sometimes it's like building a veteran bullpen in MLB, where sometimes they're good and sometimes they're not. And you hope you get them when they're good. But he's... I don't know if he's any good at his job, and I haven't known. It would be different if he came in with a sterling reputation, but people are getting back today to talking about the comments that Jackson Smith and Jigba made. Like, what was it? Good luck with that, or have fun with that guy,
yes,
or something like that?
Yes, yeah. Some of that stuff has been certainly rolling around my head. And absolutely. It's, you know, I pointed out yesterday that Clint Kubiak is like the Bobby Slowick Jr. of the moment with what he's doing in New Orleans, and that's also from Shanahan. So it's interesting, because I've often thought, and it's a good thing to ask Dan Weider about, I've thought of the McVay tree and the Shanahan tree as similar things, because they were initially together. But in terms of leaning truly on the run game, the way that San Francisco does, and the way that New Orleans is now doing so with Kamara, and it's opening things up for Derek Carr, and in terms of the stuff that Werner was talking about with us last week, in terms of more field reads than pure progression leads.
Sure.
Reads. And that's worked for Purdy, and it's worked for Stroud, and it appears to be working for Derek Carr. I mean, so maybe there's a bit of a dividing line here.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Between the Shanahan and McVay trees, at least with some of these guys.
Well, and every read requires protection for it to be read properly, right? Like, and I think that's one of the issues right now that you're trying to sort through is how much of this can be corrected if you just play a little bit better up front and provide your quarterback a little bit of stability, and then you get. I really do think it's going to take like two or three explosive plays for everyone to feel settled, right, and go, ah, there it is. You know, whether it's a 18-yard DeAndre Swift run or a 24-yard completion, you get a couple of those, and it provides a little bit of that calming confidence that this team needs right now offensively.
Outside of Carolina, who could be a better opponent than this week's?
Yeah, Carolina.
Yeah.
God. Carolina, I don't see how – I know they'll win a game, I'm sure, but – I don't know how it's going to happen.
Red Rifle is going to get you a game.
Okay.
That's something, man. I don't know if you guys have seen some of the plays that are percolating out there that are of Bryce Young, like, yeah. refusing to climb the pocket and instead trying to escape out the back and running his way right into a sack. I showed Dan Weider that one.
Traumatized.
Yeah. I showed Dan Weider that one, and he had quite the reaction.
I said it looked like 50 Justin plays that I've seen over the last 3 years where, you know, there's room in front of you, and you forget how to climb, and you retreat out the back, and then it's a sack, and everybody looks bad.
It's so funny because, like, during the Bengals and the Chiefs game on Sunday, I was watching a lot of that second half, and at one point, as the Chiefs had to drive to set up Butker for what would be the game winner – The Bengals were only going to rush three. And Tony Romo had a great moment. He's like, you can't do that. If you're just going to rush three, and he took out the telestrator. He's like, the Mahomes is going to go back, and then he's going to go up, and he's going to run over here, and then he's going to hit whoever he wants. And literally, they started the play, and Mahomes ran the line, exactly the line that Romo had telestrated. Like, he knew exactly. Like, you rush three, he'll find the lane, he'll run up, he'll move over to the side, he'll have clear path to wherever he wants, and he'll hit whoever decides to come back and into the open space.
Yeah,
and I mean that's how you do it.
Yeah,
as much fun as we've had with the Bryce Young thing, and it's really easy to lampoon because of the trade. But I think at some point later on this week, I know that we are going to get to for sure are the lessons in about breaking a number one overall pick and completely destroying his confidence. And I don't want to go there quite yet, but I also want to be very aware of the way the Bears coaches are talking about their expectations for Caleb Williams and the way that Matt Eberflus says, well, C.J. Stroud has been coached well to stay in the pocket. And then there was another quote after the game where he talked about the interceptions, and he said, well, when he gets out of the pocket, he has to protect the football. And I'm wondering, do you ever get in danger of coaching the magic out of him? I thought Caleb Williams was a level of talent where they could be a little more comfortable saying, all right, kid, let it rip. Get out there and do what you do, but they're really not.
Well, he did let it rip a few times on Sunday, for sure. And there were a couple of mistakes in there. I told Speaks earlier that the interception that got negated by a Texans penalty was one of the sillier decisions you'll see him make in his entire career. You know, and so like you've got to correct that quickly, and you got to let him understand what that is on the NFL level as opposed to the Pac-12. And then you've got to hope that he has the maturity to understand exactly what you're telling him. But over time, experiences will steer this. It'll steer a lot of Caleb's bumps. It'll steer a lot of his you know leaps. And then we'll figure out which way it goes.
I feel like the hope is still what the hope was.
Oh yeah,
which is that the kid is special and can deal with this life because he's been built for it and he's really good. And even though that was ugly. It's game two. I mean, like the C.J. Stroud level comparisons and those dreams were probably a little outsized. I mean, C.J. Stroud seems to be awfully damn special. It's very rare that a rookie has that kind of year. So I'm sitting here still feeling optimistic because the hope is exactly what we thought it was. It's this kid being different.
I agree.
I still have the hope and I still have the optimism. My issue is if the line continues to play as it has, we're not going to get to see the experience that is necessary for that upward climb because he won't be playing in the back half of the season because he'll be hurt.
Very valid concern, very valid worry, and now you have to go, like I say, all hands on deck this week trying to figure out how you make this offense look functional. You know, it's got to look functional, and you've got to put together more than one touch. They have one touchdown in 23 possessions in the first 2 weeks of the season. That can't happen. So you've got to get two touchdowns on Sunday in Indianapolis.
Well, this is why we end up talking about all these ideas, and we'll throw all these ideas that are floating around out there at Dan Weider. I want to know what you guys thought. We talked about it in transition yesterday, the offensive line theory that I had for Poles and for Ian Cunningham is that they are scouting, drafting, and trying to develop offensive linemen like themselves. One played at BC, one played at Virginia. Not really NFL careers of note for either. They're looking for leaders, smart players, hard workers, not necessarily physically dominant a-holes. I'm worried that they're scouting themselves, which we have seen before from other bosses in football and other sports as well.
Dan and I touched on this, and I told him, I was like, at the end of the day, when you're talking about the offensive line in the NFL, you need absolute brutal maulers, yep. Guys who will rip other guys to shreds, try to rip their faces off. If you don't have that up front, knowing that other teams do, well, you get what you get.
Yeah, you don't even get one guy like that.
Well, I thought that's what Tevin Jenkins could be and was supposed to be and had in him.
But they haven't liked him. They kind of messed with him as a tackle, moved him around a lot, not going to re-sign him. So.
And did you hear his comment to CHGO?
Did not. Tevin's?
It's in the system. The quality's not great, but we used it early in the show. It's in the system. And credit CHGO, listen to it. And just tell me what you think you hear. And if you watch it, if you watch the video and his facial expressions, that's not the happiest camper right now.
Dan, I think there's a similar quote from DJ Moore from Sunday night where it's, you know, almost similar mannerisms and a similar tone to it. And I think that's some of what I was experiencing in that locker room, where it just there was a level of frustration and agitation that you got to get your arms around. You got to figure out why it's there. You got to figure out how to correct it. And then, like, you know, again, it's week two, and this thing's a long haul. There's 16 more weeks on the schedule. And so you just do have to figure out a way to come back to center before you get to practice on Wednesday with a formula that gets you moving in the right direction this week. And then we take it from there next week.
Guys, a texter said that this offensive line is tinguished, not distinguished, but they're extremely tinguished. So
it could be extinguished.
Yeah, well, with that, we bid you guys goodbye. Thank you so much to Bernsey and to Marshall Harris for a job well done. He's Dan Wiederer. This is Spiegel & Company. We've got Nico Horner coming up in a little bit. We will talk offensive line with Mark Schlereth, and we'll talk about his current partner, my former partner, Craig Carton. No. Anyway, Dan Wiederer and Spiegs all afternoon on 670 The Score.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.